ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
Let's talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Patricia.
In football, the Uluru's, the Australian under 23 men, have made a solid start to their bid to qualify for the Paris Olympics.
Yeah, Patricia, it was a nil-all draw against Jordan, and which, with so much at stake, is anything but much ado about nothing. The top three teams from the under-23 Asian Cup being played in Doha qualify automatically for the Paris Games. And according to the Uluru's coach, Tony Vidmar, the point for the draw was, as you said, a solid start to his team's campaign to be the top side in Pool A and take it from there. Australia's next pool games are against Indonesia and Qatar. The Indonesians, who are playing in this tournament for the first time, losing to the powerful Qataris, who go to the top of Pool A via a 2-0 win. And ahead of the A-League women's semi-finals, the Newcastle Jets have every right to look to Melissa Ayres to take them to the grand final via the two games against the top side, also her former team, Melbourne City. Across her career so far, and she's only 24, Ayres has scored more goals than any other player in finals. 9, by comparison, and this is a pretty good one, Sam Kerr only has 4, Patricia.
Okay. In tennis, a test on Spanish clay coming up for Alex de Minaur later today.
He's playing Rafael Nadal in the Barcelona Open, an event the Spaniard has won just a mere 12 times, and those victories sitting alongside all the others he's won on clay, including the 14 under Tierra Batida at Roland Garros. Things a little bit different, though, from some of those heady days in the past. De Minaur is seated at 4, while Nadal, now 37, is not seated at all as Anna Domini. An injury chased down the champion. This is his first tournament since, and we all remember this, withdrawing from the Australian Open last January because of injury. Nadal says after winning his first round match in a couple of sets, he intends giving it everything he's got against De Minaur to test out his body, but accepts that it's getting harder and harder each time he tries to come back from injury, Patricia.
Let's sneak it in. Cricket, the sport, is mourning the death of English spinner Derek Underwood this morning.
Yeah, look, he could be at times unplayable, as he was against Australia at the Oval in 1968, 7 for 50 against Bill Laurie's Australia. A much-loved figure. Australians came to like him, even though he kept taking wickets against us, Patricia. And some people regard him as in the same class as Shane Warne as a bowler. And that's really saying something.
In the AFL, Brisbane's Charlie Cameron to play against Geelong this weekend, despite being charged with a dangerous tackle.
Yeah, Patricia, the tribunal's decision to reduce the penalty from a suspension to a fine, well, it's really got the Australian rules chattering classes in Melbourne, and I think that's nearly everyone, got them really chattering. Anything perceived to aid clubs outside Melbourne, from living allowances to home finals, always a cause for concern. And given the noise that you can hear at the moment, this one's apparently a doozy. But it was no more than the tribunal doing what it's always been entitled to do, taking into account previous good record. In Cameron's case, 200 games without a blemish. I think we've learned in the past few days how important good character can be and how it's something that really should always be encouraged. In other AFL bits and pieces, the Footscray coach Luke Beveridge, to whom the ritual blowtorch is being applied this week after his team's inveterate performance against Essendon, he denies there's disharmony at the club. Pure fiction, he says, but of course, everything in footy is true, or at least impure fiction, until it isn't. And the best way to prove things aren't true is to win your next game. And for Footscray, that's tomorrow night against St Kilda, Patricia.
In surfing, the end is just about nigh for the greatest of them all, Kelly Slater.
Yeah, Patricia, he was doubly, even triply eliminated at the pro event at Margaret River yesterday from that tournament, also from the rest of the season. And as he was accepting tearfully on the beach afterwards, the rest of his life at 52 and with 11 world titles on his resume, he'd already indicated this would be his last season, but he had hoped to be in the top 10 after this event and make the cut and so finish off the year. But barring a wildcard entry for upcoming events, something you think he might have earned with 11 world titles, that's now problematic. And depending on which side of the Nullarbor you're hearing this, they're getting underway in a couple of hours or right now, conditions permitting, at the Margaret River. And they includes the Australian women, Molly Picklam, Tyler Wright and Sally Fitzgibbon, who in the round of 16 is striving to avoid the same fate as Slater, if only out for the rest of the year, not forever, Patricia.
In rugby league, thoughts are already turning to the state of origin in both the men's and the women's games.
Yeah, Patricia, Michael Maguire, the New South Wales coach, new New South Wales men's coach, is already recruiting. And with a bit of a difference, it seems, he's recruiting for character, that thing that Queensland seems to have in excelsis, as much as talent, of which Queensland always seems to have plenty as well. Maguire's new look selection criterion means, while there is a place for Latrell Mitchell in his final 17, he says, for game one in June, the South Sydney fullback first has to prove he's in the right headspace. The Women's State of Origin series is even closer to the first game of the first first ever three-match series next month. Tickets on sale today for the game at the Helio Stadium in Brisbane. And with the High Priestess, in ancient times, the only woman allowed to watch the games, lighting the modern flame in Olympia ahead of its journey to Paris, 8:35. It's a good time this morning for you to chat with the head of the Australian Olympic Commission, Ian Chesterman. I'm looking forward to it already, Patricia.
Yes, so am I. And, yeah, and I'm glad we've changed those rules. Thank you. I expect you tomorrow.
Good on you.